The Immaculate Conception completely outlined. The birth of Jesus is always spoken of as the Immaculate Conception, but was it the Immaculate Conception in its fullness? Mary's communion with God was immaculate in that she conceived of God as the Father of man. But did it not still remain for the Immaculate Conception to be seen in its full completeness, as God being both the Father and Mother of man, without any intermediary in the form of human parentage? It was then in this light that the Immaculate Conception finally appeared as Science and Health. But is the book Science and Health the entire, complete, and Immaculate Conception to you? Or is that conception complete only as you go one step further and see that only when you discover Science and Health as very mind, without any so-called print or paper, do you really discover what Science and Health means and is? That discovery is wholly immaculate when you discover it for yourself. The purpose of Science and Health, then, is to take you to the source from whence it came. And in your communion with this source, this mind, you find all that is in Science and Health. In this way, you discover for yourself Science and Health, and so understand the Immaculate Conception in its fullness. Is Christian Science something then that has to do with words or the repetition of words? Or is Christian Science something that must be thought? Nothing could be finer than what Mrs. Eddy has written in Science and Health. No words could better express what the science of being really is. But words of themselves have no power to accomplish anything. Words give impulse to thought, but words of themselves are powerless. It is the mind back of the words that must be discovered, or there can be no understanding. You must discover mind to be all in all, and all that there is to science and health. Only as you do this is the Immaculate Conception complete to you. Thus we find the line of light first dawning to this so-called Adam or human mind in almost its own likeness, Eve. Tracing its unfoldment, we find it steadily growing in stature with good and with man, coming to light in all its varying forms from Abraham on down through the prophets to its final appearing as the person called Christ Jesus. Then the leaven of Christ Jesus, fulfilling its work, unfolding as the founding of America and the growth of the Union, came forth in its most impersonal form as the discovery of Christian Science appearing as Science and Health, clothed in the English language as the untranslated revelation of Christian Science. Lastly, this book, performing its function, carries you to the ultimate, which is your direct communion with mind itself, revealing man's true relationship to that which principle really is.